I got nothing. Did you see a snap I sent you?
No.
I got nothing out of my groceries.
$140. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, shit. When did you send this?
This morning.
I didn't get it.
I got like bananas, yogurt, like a couple fruits and vegetables, and like paper towel and thing. $140. I'm telling you, it was like 4 bags, bro. It's ridiculous.
Oh, here.
Paper towels are expensive, but.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
Wait, what is this pandemic?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you shopping? I'm sorry, you stocking up. Wait, sugar.
Are you shopping
at? No, the Instacart. They put it a lot.
Are you shopping at Kedan grocery stores?
Or Whole Foods?
Well, this man has bags on bags of toilet paper.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Listen.
This guy's hoarding up. He's seeing pandemic wave 5 coming. He's hoarding up the toilet paper.
Fifth wave coming in. I lost how many. I forgot how many waves there were. Yeah,
guys,
4 waves. We're on wave 5.
Listen.
Soon.
To start the pod, I have a question. So someone asked us this on Twitter. I forget who. But rank these 4.
It was Big Fish.
Yes. Shout out to Big Fish. Rank these 4. Salah, Hazard, Neymar, and Bale.
In their prime?
We'll do 2. Bale's in their best. Prime and in their career. So you guys want me to give you the 4 names again? Salah, Hazard, Neymar, Bale. In their prime. Go.
I think it's easy.
In their prime, I'm taking Hazard 1.
Wow.
I'm taking Neymar 1.
Okay.
I'm taking Neymar 2.
I'm taking Hazard 2.
Okay. Who's 3rd?
Bale. Bale's last for me. What the heck?
Bale's 3rd.
No.
He's vital for Real getting the back-to-back.
Over
to back.
Salah?
He's vital for Real to getting the back-to-back. Over Salah. Back.
Prime. Vital. Prime.
You know what it is?
Prime.
No, no,
prime.
No. Ace, I don't think you know him. Mo has a thing for lazy players, fam.
It's not, bro, he's out here scoring in the finals.
Yeah. What did he do before
back
that?
Back-to-back.
What
to
about
back.
The rest of the season?
He scored in the final that Salah didn't win against them.
Come on. Bale?
That's a good argument. So so what? You're
Salah,
saying?
Salah.
Salah's got Bale.
Yeah, I don't think it's even close between Salah and Bale. I don't even think it's anywhere close.
Okay. What? Now rank the careers of all 4.
Ooh.
If I don't see a certain guy at the bottom, I'll be cheesed.
It's Hazard last.
There we go.
Hazard's last?
For career? You look at the accolades and everything, like he didn't get everything.
Really?
Yeah. Last? He doesn't have Champions League.
I'll put Bale last.
He doesn't have Champions League.
Yeah, bro, Bale has 4 Champions League.
No, Bale's first. But Bale's first.
He scored in the final. He didn't do anything. First.
Career doesn't mean trophies. Career also means stats.
He's still Neymar's first.
Neymar's first. 100% clear of number 1.
How about Hazard for Belgium too? Like you're forgetting that too.
Ooh, what is he?
Yeah, but he's never won anything.
He's not won, but like he's been huge for them.
Yeah, but when you talk about
career, 2018.
The question
when you look back at it, it's gonna look underwhelming.
You're talking about the skill. That's what you're talking about, which is at their prime.
Damn,
look at the fall off too. The fall off is bad.
Fall off for Bale is terrible too.
Yeah. No, they're both terrible.
Maybe.
But first of all, I'm throwing this out there. We can act like Neymar hasn't been falling off recently.
100%.
His fall off is real bad. It's just in France.
No.
In Uber Eats.
It's just in Uber Eats.
Yeah. His fall off is top Brazilian goal scorer of all time.
Listen, he got delivered from Barcelona to PSG by Uber and has done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. A final? That's all you got to your name? Bro, nothing.
No, but
he has a Champions League.
In PSG?
No.
That's what I'm saying. His fall off has been terrible.
Which player on that list has a Champions League in 2 teams?
Bale.
Yeah, yeah.
2 teams.
Where's the 2 teams?
No one. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, so Bale has more Champions Leagues.
Yeah, but career.
Bale also has more.
He's career doesn't mean trophies.
Career just doesn't mean
what,
trophies.
What trophies? Okay, well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about in their prime.
No, we passed prime. We're talking about career.
Yeah, career wise, you look at their career. You look at their career. Who's won more?
Other than when he was in Tottenham, has he ever been the best player in his team? Not even for Wales. Like Aaron Ramsey is low key better than him.
Bale's the best at Tottenham.
You are out of your mind.
Just Tottenham. That's it.
No, he's the best.
That's how many years ago?
Wales. 2014. Are you crazy? Do you remember what he was doing in the Euros? Come on. Don't disrespect him.
Aaron Ramsey, I think, was better.
Don't disrespect him.
Aaron Ramsey was better. Yo, remember when you said Aaron Ramsey looked as a legend? This guy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Big moments.
Bro, if Aaron Ramsey wasn't an Arsenal player, if you wouldn't like him.
I mean, I don't like him, even he's an Arsenal player, if I'm being honest.
Bro, you guys want to know Neymar's career stats? In 452 games, he has 266 goals and 167 assists.
I want to hear your
rank. How about Bale?
No, Ace, I want to hear your rank.
Career?
Yeah.
I have Neymar, number 1.
Okay.
I have Bale. I have Salah. I have Hazard.
That's crazy.
Why?
I think Salah should be higher.
I would put him higher, but 4 Champions Leagues is hard to argue with. Do you know how many players have 4 Champions Leagues other than the Real Madrid team? I don't know.
Bale.
No, other than the players on that Madrid team, who has 4 Champions Leagues? Messi?
Ronaldo.
But that's such a...
No, other than the players...
He had nothing to do with the Champions League until the final. Like, he really wasn't...
The last one they won against Liverpool.
He did nothing. Was out of Zidane's plans. He tried to force him out. You're forgetting that. He played the final.
He wasn't that washed then.
Yeah, man.
He wasn't
that washed. Bale and Neymar are first and second in terms of career.
That guy.
Bale and Neymar are first and second. What else does Hazard have?
I don't even know how to rank
Hazard has to...
Sorry, what else does Salah have?
Salah has a permanent Champions League.
Could have had a AFCON.
Hazard has more Premier Leagues and more cups than Salah does. You could argue
he doesn't have
third or fourth.
He doesn't have a Champions League. Plus, he's aging worse. He's aging way worse.
Yeah, but Salah's younger. Just wait till Salah's 32.
Salah will stay fit.
Low-key, Salah's getting better the older he gets.
Anyways, I'm not gonna lie, Salah seems like the type of guy who can play for a long time.
Yeah. He's very disciplined, man.
Either way, we look at career-wise, I think you could actually argue Hazard had a better career than Salah.
Salah shows us his abs every week on Instagram. Like, that guy, he's good, man. He's fit.
Are we gonna include the Barca tax for Neymar and the Real Madrid tax for Bale?
If we include those, I still have Neymar first. The stats are ridiculous.
Yeah, but a lot of that was in Barcelona.
No.
At PSG, he's not anywhere near Brazil. Okay, I mean, Hazard was better for Belgium than Neymar was
for
Brazil.
You know, for PSG, he would score like a goal a game.
Hazard was better for Belgium than Neymar was for Brazil.
No way.
Okay, but also,
Neymar has Olympics. I think he does, right?
The hell?
Hey, man, we needed Neymar in that World Cup.
You know what's funny?
10.
Oh, no.
14.
No. Oh, he also has a Puskas.
He didn't get injured in that semifinal against Germany before Germany game in the Colombia match. Anyways, let's move. I don't even know who to rank.
That really under your breath.
I know. Because I was confident saying that.
You guys don't know what's funny? I'm on Transfer Market, the website where you can see the stats and showing the trophies for that Neymar's won. You know, it's showing the physical images of the trophies. For the Brazil Olympic, it's just a medal. So sad, man. But he did it.
Yeah, he did it. All right.
Arsenal madman. Talk about Ramsey. I'm looking at Bale. 2010, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Wales Footballer of the Year.
But somehow Aaron Ramsey was the guy.
I just don't respect Bale. I'm sorry. As much as I watch Madrid and La Liga and I've seen like his commitment to the game, even when he came to Tottenham, he's just talking about like next season when they're in like crucial time in the season.
Yeah,
I don't respect it. I don't like Bale.
I used to call him the King in the North.
No, he's not.
I used to call him the King in the North. You know, he was. North of England. He was the king, man.
What king?
He was a king, man. Real Madrid, he was putting in work, man. I really liked him in the beginning.
Yeah. Years, bro.
Y'all acting like he was the best player.
Why are you forgetting when Asensio took his spot, bro? Remember the MSN?
Lucas Vasquez took his spot.
Remember the MSN versus BBC comparisons? They were season after season.
Excuse me?
The British Broadcasting Corporation comparison.
I thought you meant the CBB.
Is that actually what it was called? It was BBC.
That's the politically correct term, the CBB. Right. I don't know anything about blank.
Oh my God.
It's so sus. But the MSN versus the CBB comparisons, do you not remember that?
Yes.
They were like four years strong.
Bro, MSN was so clear. I don't know who on earth gave those comparisons.
It's just the longevity.
And the front three, that's the best front three ever created.
Probably.
Ever created.
Yeah,
and probably ever will. Bro, Neymar in his prime.
Messi was there too.
And
I love how Neymar in his prime was when he was like 24.
Yeah. No. His last year at Barca was the best thing I've ever seen with my two eyes.
Yeah.
That was the best footballing experience I've watched.
I still watch highlights to this day about it. There's this one YouTube clip. It was like their 50 goals they scored and combined. Like all three of them assisting each other.
Every game.
It's just beautiful.
Bro, that penalty. Yeah. That was legendary.
You talking about the one where Messi misses it on purpose for Suarez?
Yeah.
That was clean. I'm not gonna lie.
I never understood why that was even allowed. Like, it's just,
you know, I feel like I've seen it tried before too.
Yeah, some people messed it up.
It's so dumb to do. Shoot at the net.
Benzema messed it up recently for France.
Yeah, maybe that's what I've seen.
But all
right. Yeah. Literally, just give the guy the pen, or you just shoot the pen. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, let's start. Welcome to the 11 on 11 podcast. I'm Arif.
Ace, Mr. Talent ID.
Mo, Mr. Hazard Sympathizer.
Simp.
Let's get started. Damn, bro.
Damn, you know, I'm on Transfer Market. Neymar's value right now is 99 million.
Because his value is $220+.
Dollars.
You know what it is? It's not football. It's market. Neymar the name. He's a He's a huge name. He's a household name. He's
probably
everywhere.
Top two in the world.
Brandy's insane.
Top two in the world.
Say that with confidence, sir.
Top two in the world.
Got to make that a beat.
Top what? Who's number one? Who's number one?
I don't know. C. R. Seven.
All right, Ace, what are we doing today?
Today, we have a special episode. It is the return of the 11s.
Mm.
And we are doing a Premier League 11 team of the season so far. So kind of past the midway point. We're like probably like 60% of the season in. But
maybe
more.
Yeah.
We thought we'd revisit the 11 and, you know, just make a cumulative 11. So everybody's going to choose a player in each position, 4-3-3. And we're going to see if we can
somehow come to
an agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think Mo is the problem. It's usually me and you that agree with things.
Yeah.
It's just Mo is off brand. I don't know. Maybe Jorginho might get mentioned today.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Spoilers.
Mo, you will.
Spoilers.
Mo, I don't know if Arf will ever let that go.
I don't know why. I don't know why he cares so much.
Yeah.
I don't know why it hurts him.
Piss me off.
Second best player in the world, though. When you really, really think
didn't
about
get
it.
Drafted in our Euro best 11.
You know what's funny? In the moment, I can understand the reason, even though it's still insane. But a year from now, if I look at that, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, a year from now, you're going to see him top three Ballon d'Or rankings, so you might laugh there too. Am I wrong?
Move on. All right, first position. We're going to start it off at goalkeeper. Well, who do you got?
I think this is easy, man.
This is not easy.
It's not, bro.
What?
It's not easy.
I think it's a two-player debate right here.
It's Mendy for me, but Mendy's been out for like a month because of AFCON and stuff. He wasn't around.
Wait, you're going with him?
I'm going to go with him, but.
Who are you going with?
I don't know, man. I'm not going Ederson. It's either. I guess Ramsdale.
I guess. Excuse me.
I guess.
Come on, man. Listen, Ramsdale is clear.
He's not clear.
I think he's clear. I think Mendy is nowhere. Not as close as you think. I'll say
Mendy
he's
has
close,
more clean sheets.
But I think Ramsdale has been better.
Mendy has more clean sheets.
Ramsdale actually.
Who's
has.
Been more vital?
Sorry. Per game.
I got the
don't include
stats.
No. How many games did he play compared to Mendy though?
Just the same amount.
That's shit. Yo, Mo, at the end of the year, you and Golden Glove for the most clean sheets. Yeah. Not your all ratio. Right.
All right.
Ramsdale has 11 clean sheets to Mendy's 9 clean sheets this season.
How many games
they have the same exact save percentage as Mendy at 77.5%.
All right, bro, whatever. I'm not going
to
argue
He has
this.
More saves than Mendy, which is 62 to 55.
I picked Mendy.
He doesn't play
Mendy,
with a,
I'm not
he plays
this.
With a 4 at the back, not 3 at the back.
Bro, okay, you picked
Ramsdale. Ramsdale only conceded only 2 more goals than Mendy with 18 to 16.
Just saying.
Ramsdale, clear.
All I'm saying
clear.
Is.
Clear.
Everybody doubted him, huh? And I think he's like.
We included.
All said, yeah, we
you
all included.
No, no, no. I'm including
you
myself.
Fan. We should have all signed an apology letter.
I'm not apologizing.
No.
I'm going to.
It's not just that.
If I see him, I'll say, I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
You should. Sorry. You wanted to abuse him.
It was hilarious at first. We heard he got relegated twice before. We're like,
three
Ramsdale,
times.
30 mil. What's going on?
No, you but know? Now he's like, everybody's like top three favorite Arsenal player.
Yeah.
He's such a guy, man. You can't hate him.
No, I don't hate him.
No, he's one of those guys that you actually like.
Yeah, he's a guy.
He's just a cool guy, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like he's knee sliding after we score goals.
Yeah,
you know?
You've seen the new ad with the chips, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole banner behind it as English terms, but.
Yeah, like, you know, like he's going on Ben Foster's podcast.
Yeah.
He's cracking jokes. You know, he went to go visit Bournemouth recently.
Yeah, I seen that.
He's just a good guy.
He visits local games and stuff. He's a good guy.
And he's one of the men, too, so.
Yeah,
big ups.
Listen, the
Aaron
reason why
Ramsdale.
Our defense has been solid is he plays a big part in that. He's one of the main
definitely
focal
vital.
Points in our team too. So
and yeah, he's the key to Arsenal getting that spine.
100%. 100%.
Ben White was like the last piece. Well, they were bought at the same time, but I think Ramsdale clicked from the beginning. You
he
know?
Brings comfort, man. And you know, I'm just saying this right now.
Very
I'm
good
pretty sure
feet.
I brought this up before. What happened to Emi Martinez? Garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Villa haven't been doing good, period.
I want
to
say
I'm not
going
to put that down to the goalkeeper, I would say Ramsdale's better than
Ramsdale's clear.
Emi. But Emi's still amazing.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, Arf said clear for saving 2 goals more than 2 clean sheets, but clear. So clear.
I have to, bro. I gotta support my guy.
By the way, Aaron Ramsdale is the best Arsenal player whose last name starts with R-A-M-S.
Why was that so specific? Why could you just say he's the best Arsenal player?
No. To ever play for Arsenal with a last name that starts with R-A-M-S, he's the best.
Yeah. The other Welsh guy.
Yeah.
Who?
No, I'm not going
to lie. All right, so am I allowed to pick my thing?
Your
keeper?
We're deciding now on the keeper. All right, okay, we pick it. Ramsdale, I don't really care.
Any shout-outs you want to give to anybody?
No, he has more clean 2 more clean sheets and saved 2 goals more or conceded 2 goals less. Clear.
He's having just as good a season as Ramsdale. Listen, I'm calling this right now. Ramsdale starts for England, World Cup 2022, Qatar. They're winning it.
Say wallahi. Say wallahi, this is the call you're making.
They're winning it. They're winning. They can't have that there dinosaur Jordan Pickford with a little
Pickford
hand.
Pickford had a good game last week.
I don't give a shit. The guy can't catch a ball, bro. The man can't catch a ball. He's a little dinosaur hands, you know.
Did you guys see what
he never catches? He just
did you guys see what he did at the boxing match?
No.
Oh,
who, Pickford or Ramsdale?
Yeah, I think there was a fan that was kind of like abusing Pickford when he went to some boxing match. And basically he kept repeating something to him. And just his response was so funny here. This is a clip I'm talking about for Pickford.
Yes, Jordan! Everton getting relegated or what? Huh? Everton getting relegated! Huh? Everton getting relegated! Liverpool!
No, he kept telling the guy, huh?
Huh? I can hear you.
No. And then when he repeated the third time, he's like, oh, you parrot.
Wait, who said that? Pickford?
Pickford said to the guy, because he kept making him repeat it. I was like, yo, that's class. That's
I respect
class.
That. I respect
that's class.
That.
That's class.
That's funny.
That's very class. Yeah. 100%. But no, listen, on the keeper subject, we need to talk about Lloris.
Garbage.
I don't know why. I just need to bring it up right now because we're talking about goalkeepers. He's terrible.
Bro, I've been saying this. Talking about Lloris. Look, I come off as a Tottenham hater, but I've been saying this. For France, he should start.
Can I?
He's been bad for a long time.
You are a Tottenham hater.
I know, but.
Just admit it. Don't say I come across as.
Okay, I admit I am a Tottenham hater, but deservedly, people are moving like he's the best captain, blah, blah, blah.
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
Bro, you know, they signed the keeper, and what they were saying is. Oh, Hugo Lloris, he was saying, my job is to make sure that he can be here for another 10 years like me. Mm-hmm. I said, bro, you need to be out of here today. They don't need another you. No, he's bad, man. He's bad.
Yeah, the thing is, it's just experience for him, leadership, blah, blah, blah. I think that's all he gives right now.
I'm not going to lie. He's leading a guy that, for the most part of his Tottenham career, has been really good.
Really good is a stretch.
For the most part of his Tottenham career. Like you have to give him his flowers.
He has a high FIFA rating. That's it.
It's not about his FIFA rating. He's part of the reason why they were competitive when they were competitive with Pochettino.
Like the last two seasons, I can't think of a game. I'm like, oh my God, remember Lloris did that? His performance? I can't think of that. Even for France, I can't think of that.
You probably blocked it out.
Is he better than Emmy? I wouldn't say so.
Over his career or right now?
Right now.
I think he falls over his out career, of like the top five keepers over his career, in the he league.
Was. But a lot of smaller keepers fall off when they get older.
He's not that small.
He's one of the smaller ones.
Maybe.
Bro, the way he's rated and raved about, just look at his FIFA rating, which is a good example of how high people rate him. Oh, man. He's
not good.
I'm saying, bro, you look at smaller keepers. Once they lose their legs, they're not the same type of keeper.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I'd rather Lloris over De Gea, but we move. Right back.
The hell's wrong with this guy?
He's ignoring him.
Nah, De Gea, I think, slightly overrated. It's funny. I think people, United fans specifically, like listening to our goalkeeper choice, are probably upset we didn't bring up De Gea. I don't really think he's had that great of a season. I know he made my team of the month here and there, but strictly because of like one, two.
He's your only English keeper in team of the month. Maybe Ramsdale
might
really be the other
no
one.
No one else who stood out those 2 months.
But he's not the best United player.
Because I just don't want to put Ramsdale again.
No. De Gea's distribution is frightening.
That's fine.
So bad.
He saves it's that team so much. Bad. Bro, at the end of the day, I want my keeper to save the team from goals.
No, listen.
But like, he concedes a lot too.
You know when De Gea's best season was? When he was a monster in FIFA. You remember? Was that?
I don't know.
Was that 17?
I remember when.
Bro.
I think
bro,
17,
he was their
player
De Gea was
back
the worst.
Back. Mm. He was their player of the season back to back.
I hate playing against him.
Back to back is a player of the season.
But like, his fall off has been
He's back to a similar form, bro.
I don't know, man. You know, there's a lot of times, last point, like, When I see United concede goals, I just see De Gea. You just like freeze. Like he freezes a lot, you know. So that's just my thing. I don't know. We move. What position you guys want to do next?
Center right back.
Right back. I think that's easy.
Yeah, you're going with Wan-Bissaka.
Absolutely not. Then you might as well put my name in this. You want to put Arif on this?
Yeah, this guy went from biggest Wan-Bissaka fan to biggest Wan-Bissaka hater.
When? Please tell me when. No.
Never mind.
Bro, we're good. You want to go through the episodes?
Did you vote for Wan-Bissaka?
I'll tell you all the episodes because I edited them.
It's Arif, right?
It was him, but
because I know I didn't vote for Wan-Bissaka.
Please tell me. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Last year.
About who? The England XI? Both of you guys picked him. I said Trippier. And I said, Trent, you guys are talking down to Trent on the right wing back spot. You guys said you want to play right center back.
Hold on.
Brother, I listened to the whole episode like three times.
Hold on.
I'm going to post it on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, everything.
This is
okay?
The real classical.
Listen. My facts are backed in actual facts.
You're saying I backed Wan-Bissaka?
The Premier League podcast. Sorry, the Premier League
The first
XI.
Episode.
You said Wan-Bissaka. I was saying Reece James is going to be
Who
that guy.
Who did you pick at right back?
I think we went with Trent.
I think I said Cancelo.
No, you said you
Wan-Bissaka. Hey, I'm going to fact check this and I'll bring it back next week.
No,
so,
you're not.
So you're going to apologize? You're going to apologize to everybody right now?
All right. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
How dare you put Wan-Bissaka's name on me?
Bro, for the edit.
How dare you?
For the edit, I'm inserting right here when Arif said, I'm picking Wan-Bissaka as the right back.
I love it.
Let's move to right back. Man United fans, you're going to love me today.
Oh, my God, man.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka, my guy.
The penniness knows no bounds.
Madness, but simple choice. Trent, it was an argument before Reece James got injured.
Reece James has been injured for like almost 2 months now.
He's arguably one of the best performers in the league this season. Trent.
It's Trent.
You got to see him live. You got to see
him. And I said when I seen him live, he's so good, man. He's effortless. He's one of those guys, like, you know, last week I was talking about how Foden is very good with the ball. Everything feels natural. Trent's one of those guys. Like, he probably has one of the best strikes of the ball in the league.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's not enough good things you could say about him. Improved his defensive responsibilities a lot. Yeah. Really handles himself now.
Yeah, simple. More Trent.
Yeah.
All right, easy. Next, center back.
This is the interesting one. I need to pull up my list for this.
We each naming both of our center backs, or are we just going
to... I feel like there's one we're all going to... Actually, no, there won't
be. Let's go one at a time.
I can name the one that I think is going to be locked in.
Go for it.
Van Dijk.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
John Van Dijk.
What?
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
No. Let's get all the center backs on the table. No,
hold on. You're not gonna put Van Dijk.
No. Okay. I'm gonna put Joel Matip. That's who I'm going
over
put.
Van Dijk. I'm sorry. Great pick.
Over Van Dijk.
We can't be over Van Dijk. Over I'm Van sorry. Dijk. Ace. No.
Over no. Van Dijk.
Ace. Behave.
Over Van Dijk.
Madness. Well, why?
No.
We're not skipping this. Why?
I'm not so bad at it.
Van Dijk?
I'm not so bad.
No. Listen.
Matip's been great. Don't get me wrong.
Matip's been better than Van Dijk.
No.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
Here's the
thing. Did you watch the Inter game? The Champions League game? Van Dijk was bossing them.
First of all,
listen, Let me talk.
I just want to throw this out there. Neither of them were the best center back in that game. Skriniar by mile is the best center back in that game.
Let me talk.
I just want y'all to recognize that.
That specific game was their best game of the season and they lost 2-0. Wonder why. Van Dijk was holding it down. Latar couldn't do shit.
Van Dijk was kind of...
Latar couldn't do shit.
I agree with you, but you also realize that we're talking
Premier League. And he's doing that in Premier League too.
And you realize he came back from ACL injury and in the beginning he was shaky.
Which people say you're not supposed to come back from at an elite level. He's already looking like one of the best defenders in the world.
Me and you both had the operation. We're back right now.
I know. I'm saying, but like people were talking. People kept talking. He's not going to be one of the best anymore.
No, they were saying that because he was shaky in the beginning. They were wondering, yo, is this injury bad enough? He was shaky in the beginning.
I'm just saying, Van Dijk's not being talked about.
Here's the argument. Here's
Matip has been better.
I'm not mad at Matip.
Matip has been better. But you can't put
Matip over Van Dijk is what
this is what sold me.
I love the pick.
This is what sold me for Van Dijk over Matip was the fact that Van Dijk has been playing with Konate and making Konate look decent. He's cleaning up a lot of Konate's
mistakes. Having really good performance.
That's my pick over Matip.
You guys know they look shaky when it was Van Dijk Konate.
No, opposite. I think they look perfect when Van Dijk's on.
You think Konate Van Dijk is not shaky?
No.
That's shaky.
I think Van Dijk brings comfort to that.
Bro, Van Dijk? No, hold on. Van Dijk was getting overran this season. You know?
Look, he doesn't have the legs no more. Trent last season. He was struggling. He can't do this. Van Dijk beside him playing right center back. Solid.
Come on.
He's back to being one of the best right backs in the world.
First of all, pause.
Fabinho's back.
First of all, this is our fact. Van Dijk's left center back.
They rotate around, man.
What's going on here? Van Dijk's left center back.
All I'm saying is, one thing I'll credit Van Dijk with, he's chipping in a lot with goals. Like, I think his record as a Liverpool player, he scores once every 10 games. But Matip, you know, fun fact, Matip is the best dribbler in the league. His percentage rate is the best in the league.
Best defender.
But a lot of defenders like that.
Out of every player in this league, he's the best. You know how much he drives with the ball and he makes the right decision?
A lot of Liverpool fans just want to see same way that people in Chelsea, Alonso striker, a lot of them want to see Matip as striker, see how it goes.
And you know, I was seeing on Twitter too, this is a discussion coming up with Liverpool fans. Like, low key, Joe Gomez can't find a spot back in this team.
Oh, he's done.
I think he's done too. Injuries have ruined him. And there's value there. English defender, you know.
Injuries have ruined him.
Yeah, but he's still solid if he plays, you know. So he was very good before.
Bro, he's had two ACL injuries?
But he's still
solid. And then the last one, what was the last one? Achilles, what was it?
I'm not sure. All right, I lost track.
Three long-term injuries is crazy.
Yeah.
He's not even 25 yet.
All I'm saying is I'm going with Matip. 100%. Okay, over Van Dijk, 100%.
Last point about Van Dijk. Last season, he's injured. Liverpool are in no talks of silverware. Now this season, they're almost in contention of silverware.
Yeah. Matip was also
now they're in contention of winning the league, injured. Arguably, maybe. They're also
that's not helping your point.
They could win the
That's not helping your point. Matip was also injured.
What'd you say?
Van Dijk and Matt were both injured.
Was he? No, Matip was injured.
Was out for most of the season.
He wasn't out the whole season, though.
He was out for most of the season. Fabinho Henderson, center back, man.
No, but he wasn't out
the whole season. Most of the season was out.
Look,
they're playing Nat Phillips. They're playing, what's the other guy's name?
Yeah. They brought in that Turkish dude, bro.
Fun fact.
Ozan Kabak or something.
Yeah.
Fun fact, did you know Matip was actually a free signing?
Yeah. From Schalke. I forgot about that.
From Schalke.
Yeah, that's a crazy.
Bro, Matip, I'll be honest with you, I'm sticking with Matip over Van Dijk. 100%. There's no way he hasn't been better.
All right, who's your other center back then?
Other center back is the guy I mentioned last episode. I'll be honest, no Arsenal bias. It's Ben White.
I like it. So you guys are, you I like it.
Okay. I'll be honest.
I like it.
I was surprised I had this many Arsenal crazy. Players I didn't even put in my 11.
Ben White's a nasty shout. That's disgusting.
No.
Shame. That's disrespectful, Mo. That's disrespectful. I think he deserved a shout, but I don't think he makes
Thiago
it.
Silva, we're going to have a problem.
It's definitely Thiago Silva.
I was going to say Thiago too.
No, bro, he's so calming. Like, calm.
He shouldn't be this good at this age.
If we're going Thiago Silva, I'm not going Van Dijk. I'll tell you that.
I don't care if you go Van Dijk or not.
All right. I'll compromise with you. Thiago Silva and Matip.
Who's Aris' last pick?
I said Thiago. I had Thiago and Van Dijk.
Bro,
Thiago. So Thiago's in.
But.
And Van Dijk's in.
Thiago and Van Dijk are in. Mo, listen.
Bro,
you understand.
Thiago and Van Dijk are in.
Aris doesn't understand the levels.
I really rate Matip.
No, I wanted Ben White. Don't get me wrong.
You guys are forgetting how shaky Van Dijk was in the beginning of the season. Bro,
I agree with you. I agree with you.
So was Ben White. Ben White, in the beginning of the season, he had some shaky moments.
What turned it for me is the amount of times I've seen him play next to Konate and cover for Konate. That's what's turned it for me.
Come on, man.
Because Matip's not covering for Konate.
You know they had shaky parts of the season then.
But the thing is,
so did Ben White though. I love Ben White. I was the one bigging him up when we did that U-turn.
Bro, but I'm saying Matip isn't, Klopp doesn't put Matip in positions to play with Konate like that. He knows it's not going to work.
Yeah. But are you getting credited for something just mediocrely just existing?
That's really what's happening. He's covering for another player. That's what gave me the bounce over him.
Bro, all I'm saying is Matip has been the better center back when they've played together. That's a fact, right?
Not always, but...
Majority of the time?
A lot of times I really like Matip,
What do you say, majority?
Especially early in the season. Early in the season, yes.
Okay. I would say even now, but majority of the time...
Not now. But early in the season.
Majority of the season, who's been better between the two?
It's 50-50.
If you had to pick one,
honestly, it's 50-50.
I think Van Dijk.
If you had to pick one,
I'd pick Van Dijk. All
right, never mind.
But that's a recency thing too. He's been better as of late.
So okay, let me ask you: if you had to pick between Thiago and Matip, who'd you go with?
He's going Matip over everybody in the league. So like, I think that's his number one.
Best center back this season.
So you lost both your picks, Ace.
Yeah. I mean, we just had the same.
I didn't think I'd agree. I thought I was going to agree with you more than I would agree with Mo. But yeah, we win.
Mo, we're going to agree today, man.
No, Matip's up there.
I like up the there. Pick, but he's not going with Van Dijk for me.
Also, all right, all City fans, sorry about Diaz.
Diaz?
Listen.
You know, he's not played a lot of these big games, too. Like, he's been...
Ghost.
I know Pep's rotation, whatever, but he just... It's random big moment, big games. He's on the bench, so I can't pick him.
I feel like RF's wrong, but I'll just go with the narrative.
There's been a lot of
I think RF didn't see him on the pitch because he was ghost. I think that's what I'm going with.
Ruben Diaz was talking about an interview the other day. He was just like, I want to play every game, but you know, it's whatever the manager
says. But I'm not good enough.
I don't think. I'm not saying all that.
I'm not going to lie. Diaz is a bigger show over Ben White, but I'm going with
RF. He's definitely been better than Ben White. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
But yeah, this is cool. Let's go left back.
City guy, Cancelo, has to be.
Yeah.
Honestly, I want to go Kyle Walker-Peters.
Cancelo. I respect that.
I'm telling you guys, watch his highlights this season. It's very dangerous.
Yeah. No, he's solid.
Crazy.
Cancelo.
Yeah.
Cancelo has been pulling, even though Cancelo's been doing sometimes at right back too. That's my issue with Cancelo.
Yeah.
It's like left back, right back, left back, right back, left back. It's never locked into one.
It's mostly left back this season for the most part. I don't know
about that, bro.
Because they don't have a left back.
I'm going with Kyle Walker-Peters, honestly.
Ace brother, you're taking too many L's today.
No. I'm just standing strong on my point.
Cancelo, I respect it.
On my list, I have Cancelo / KWP, but I don't know. I'm going
for me. Left back was probably the easiest. Like, Robertson's been good.
No. He's gone good now. He hasn't been good before. Mm-hmm. He's looked shaky.
I don't think as shaky as you think. I think he's been pretty consistent.
Honestly, Chilwell definitely would have been on this list.
Yes. So yeah.
As much as I hate to say.
Nah, both Chelsea fullbacks. Reece James, who would have got an early shout.
No.
Like, there was a little,
not over Trent.
No, at one point, remember one point, that Reece month? Was
one of the best players in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. That month, he was scoring bangers too.
Then he got injured. Then he got injured.
Yeah.
Do you know when he's coming back, by the way?
He's in training now. He's doing full team training again.
Oh, yeah. He's coming back soon. He's scoring goals. Did you see how Hudson-Odoi missed like the open net? Or Reece James was in net?
And he missed it?
Hudson-Odoi shot it and Reece James saved it.
Oh,
like, Reece James can, bro. Reece James can actually play anywhere. Maybe not striker.
Play right wing, a good job.
You can play right wing. You can right.
I think. I think he could do a job as striker.
You may be good.
He can play holding.
He has a shot. He has holding a shot.
Bro, too? Honestly, I think Reece James striker over Lacazette. I swear I'm not joking.
Loki could play holding mid pretty good too. Didn't he play that in his youth?
He played. Even at Wigan, the end of his loan at Wigan, the last CDM, half of it, right? He was playing CDM.
All right.
Now. But I seen it in, bro, I seen it live for Chelsea. I'd rather him right back.
Let's go to midfield. I think this is probably the most interesting part of today's
episode. I think there's one guy who's a lock.
Bernardo?
No.
Fabinho.
Fabinho?
Lock. Lock. 100% lock. There's no... You guys are insane.
Is he playing the 8 or 6?
It doesn't matter.
I'm kidding.
Harv is hilarious. Oh, man. I'm so glad we have this podcast.
Definitely playing an 8, okay? Nah, but if I had to pick... Are we going with one holding mid? I'm picking Rodri over Fabinho.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
I'm going with Rodri.
You think Rodri's a better player than
Fabinho? I think he's been elite this season. I think Rodri's been better than as Fabinho. Much as I hate to say as an Arsenal fan,
Fabinho
what I've
Fabinho has way more to do. Way more to do.
Rodri's done a
and
lot.
And he does
too.
Everything better.
No, Rodri's been elite.
If
this
you
season.
Ask Pep,
this is his best.
If season. You ask Pep, who'd you rather want? He'd tell you it's Fabinho.
You know who he'd rather want? He'd rather want Jorginho.
Huh?
He'd rather want Jorginho.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No, he definitely
would. Jorginho's a Pep player.
No.
Yeah. Rodri was a backup. Rodri was a backup signing.
But he'd take
like he played Jorginho like
No.
The way he played Fernandinho.
Rodri was a backup signing.
I know. Oh, true.
This is on record. Rodri's back up.
You have to be honest. He's been really good this season.
I like
extremely good.
I like very good. He's not better than Fabinho.
I think he has, bro.
I don't have a CDM in my team.
Yeah?
No, but Fabinho can play 8 too.
Okay,
that's
wait.
True. He can't play the 8. Even right winger sometimes.
Mo, who's your pick?
I went for the, I don't know, I think best midfielder this season, Conor Gallagher.
I like that. I was going to say that too.
I had him on my honorable mentions.
I think he's the best mid this season.
Bro, 8 goals this season and 3 assists.
And if you look at how he's playing, he's doing a lot for the team. It's not just he's scoring goals. He's doing
Palace's
a lot.
Player of the season by a mile.
100%.
By a mile.
Yeah.
Definitely a shout.
Arguably, Mike should be in the England squad.
I think another shout is definitely...
Bernardo Silva, man. It has to be Bernardo. Oh, yeah, I hate to mention so many City players.
He's definitely a lock, but...
Yeah, Bernardo, Silva. I think Bernardo's the only lock. Everyone else is a debate. Yeah.
You want my 3 then just to throw it out there?
No. Let's just keep throwing our
names. So all of us are agreeing Silva's a lock.
Bernardo Silva, 100%. Yeah.
All right, so I've said Conor Gallagher's one. You said Fabinho's
I had Conor on my team too.
No, but I...
But I wanted Rodri. But so you need Rodri. To give respects to Declan Rice. I think he's been also elite this season.
Yeah.
I think he's been very
great. I'm going to be on the record on this. He's been the best English player in the league this season.
Ramsdale?
No. Declan Rice.
No, Ramsdale.
He's saying over Ramsdale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be honest.
I can't disagree. Like, I'm trying to think of other English players.
Think about it. I think it's obvious.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Conor Gallagher. What am I saying? Conor Gallagher.
No, but Declan Rice. Come on. For his job.
I'd say English starting international. That's one.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. But yeah, my another shout that I have is somebody who I seen play wing, but I'm going to put him in the midfield. Jacob Ramsey.
Yeah,
that's a hipster
recent.
Show. That's
yeah,
a hipster
no, I respect
show.
It. I respect it.
And that's a guy,
but he has
bro.
A good future, bro.
Very.
Oh, he's so good.
So good, yeah.
You know, Buendia hit the bench.
Yeah, he's
paid
done.
40 mil for him, and he's not playing. Yeah. And you know what's funny? When Coutinho said, he's like, oh, this is a good signing. I can't wait to see how well we can work together.
They can't, though. Yeah,
they're not even playing together.
Yeah.
Jacob Ramsey, he's so good.
Gerard's adamant that Ramsey's going right to the top.
No, I like that.
Definitely has everything.
I read that pick.
Partey's a show too. Honestly, if I'm
not,
honest.
I'm not with that. Listen, Arsenal fan, diehard fan. I've been
too.
Public about Partey.
My third pick.
Thiago?
No.
Thiago.
Kovacic.
Huh?
Kovacic.
Excuse me?
Bro.
Excuse me?
If I'm going to choose someone from Chelsea, I'll choose him. But I'm not going to choose someone from Chelsea.
Elite.
I'd rather put Mount.
No, he
had, I'd rather put
Kovacic.
Mount doesn't even play.
He does.
Kovacic is elite.
He's elite, but like Premier League XI.
This season, Premier League, one of the best.
Brother.
I'm telling you, look at the stretch where we're doing bad. He's not playing.
I don't know.
Look at the stretch that Chelsea are doing bad, Reece James, Chilwell, and Kovacic weren't playing.
You know what's funny? Out of all three midfielders you guys have, like main key ones, I see him getting the contract over any of
he's the best one.
Yeah.
He's the best one right now. He's honestly the best.
I see him getting
right
the contract over the other two.
Yeah.
Conte just, he can't play every game.
I feel like we're missing someone.
Yeah, getting older and like obviously.
What are you guys going to do with Conte? Are you guys going to extend him?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't even think you guys should. Fit. I think you guys need to move on from him.
I have no idea.
Damn, we haven't even mentioned any United players. I don't think any United players are making this.
None of them.
None of them. I think this is probably one of the first exercises United players not mentioned.
Joking.
All right, so.
Okay, we got to pick.
So I've Bernardo Silva lock. Bernardo Silva's lock.
I'll go Gallagher and Fabinho.
I'm cool with that. I'm okay with Gallagher and Fabinho. Fabinho's been really good this season, too.
I'm Rodri, Ben. I don't know.
I'd honestly
I'm not going Fabinho and Rodri.
I want Declan Rice. I don't know why on the team. I really.
I'm not going to go Fabinho over Rodri.
Fabinho, yes. This is my first win. This is my first win. Well, you're outvoted. This is my first win, man. I'm so happy. Okay.
I had originally Gallagher on my squad, so I'm good with that.
Fabinho, Gallagher.
Silva.
And Silva.
Bernardo.
That's not bad.
This is where we get interesting now. Front three.
Is it really that interesting?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, can we do
right and left are very easy for me.
No. Let's just do this. Hear me out.
Because I'm moving
that's
one
what I'm
guy.
Saying. I want to make it interesting. Forget right winger. Let's put him as striker. Let's post on that striker.
That's what I did.
That's what I did too.
No.
Well, you lost because we both did.
I refuse. That's not. He's literally starting right wing.
It's fine.
Hold up.
I don't want to put another striker.
Arf. You know, Mo, me and you had a deep argument one time. Yeah, we were arguing Salah Hazard. Yeah. And you were arguing with me. Oh, he's a striker. He plays like
he's
a striker.
A forward.
Yeah, he did.
He doesn't even do that.
I looked up Salah's heat maps. He's always on the right side.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I did say that.
What do you mean disagree? You were wrong.
But the reason
there's no disagreement. You were wrong. You have to admit that.
No, I'm not admitting that. Listen to me.
All right,
you see, you're not admitting you're wrong. But
it's okay. The
people wanted to make him strike right now. I'm saying let's stick to where he started on the team sheet.
That's boring, though.
Things I don't want to put another striker. Like I don't think
I have somebody else. I have somebody else there.
Okay, say it. Who's the striker?
Diego Jota.
Jota striker?
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't mind that.
I have to, but...
For some reason, I put him on the left wing in my list, but yeah, he's my
striker. For me.
Yeah,
he's Salah's on the right.
Striker. A stamp, Diego Jota. I had him on my list.
That's too boring.
How's that? He's been the best. He's been the
Liverpool
best
players, man.
No, they have the best nine, false nine, whatever you want to call it.
I agree. Yeah, league. I forgot, he's honestly, about Jota.
I don't want to say this, but...
Who's been better? Who's been better?
No. I was going to call him Liverpool's best attacker, but that's so disrespectful.
Only reason I want to put Salah as striker because I want to fit Jared Bowen on the right wing. This guy has been...
I wrote that down and deleted it.
Come on. Eight goals and eight assists so far.
No, I read it.
Mo, I don't think you watch West Ham. This guy's been
I watch
form.
West Ham. Like, I told y'all about West Ham.
No.
I told y'all about Jared Bowen.
Who's the one that said...
That was me.
Who's the one that said London's Burgundy?
I told y'all Jared Bowen's that guy before West Ham was popping.
But you said that? You said, yo, he's really good. I was saying, he's good. I tempered it.
I was telling you guys about Jared Bowen was being talked about.
He's a top performing English winger this season.
No.
Yes. Say Foden. He's
Saka.
Really... Okay, I'm with that. Sorry.
Saka has to be on this.
My apologies.
My front three is Jota, Saka, Salah.
Saka, bro.
You always give me a soft spot.
No.
So by the way.
Mo, it's not about the stats. Don't be an algorithm guy. Look at the performance.
Listen, I was ready to fight and I wanted to put Saka on the left or ESR. One of them have to make it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm putting Saka.
I don't mind Saka, but ESR has been a problem.
ESR too.
Nine goals. He has just as many goals as Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's none of them. A left wing is Heung-Min Son.
No.
What?
He's
that's
the best.
This season?
That's a stinker.
He's still the best. He's still
what's
the best.
What's his stats?
Don't worry about him. We're now voting. We're outvoting him. I promise you we're outvoting him.
Yeah.
Really?
I promise.
Look how shocked he is.
I promise you we're outvoting him. I promise you.
He's the best winger. What is wrong with you guys?
He doesn't have impacts recently. Like, it's not like the Son we know last season.
He was just as impactful for that City win as Kane was.
Yeah, he was. But I'm not saying... I'm talking about the whole season. You're talking about one game. I'm talking about the whole season.
Mo, listen. As good as the stats are, you know how many games he's disappeared in?
Bro.
As good as his stats are.
He was injured for a little bit.
He does nothing some games. He's moving like Bruno. And I know he's better than that.
That's so cap.
No, man. Come on.
Doesn't even work hard enough.
How are you talking about?
I hear you.
Look, but this is the only Tottenham player I can't hate on.
Beginning of the season, he won the game for Tottenham against City.
Look, Son is the only Tottenham player I can't hit on.
He's directly
but there's
responsible
no
for.
Way I'm leaving this building without putting Saka or ESR in the squad.
What? 100%. You know how you know they're not that good? Huh? You know how you know they're not that good?
Oh, you're bugging out.
You know how, no. In terms of being the best
Watch your words.
In terms of being the best in the league, you know how you know they're not that good? How you have to say Saka or ESR? You just want an Arsenal pick.
No, they're both solid.
Then pick one.
Because Salah's going to make one. Right.
Then pick one.
I pick Saka.
Saka's the best player. Don't even mention ESR then.
Why not?
Because Son is better than Saka.
He has more goals than any Chelsea player.
Son is better than Saka.
We're not talking about Chelsea.
Hold on, I'm just saying.
He has more goals than most.
Son is better player than Saka?
This season, 100%. He's better career-wise. What are we doing here?
What do you mean career-wise? You're talking about a 21-year-old. You know?
Okay, so what are we doing here?
I think Saka has had a better season than Smith.
How? For what reason?
Because his performances are way more impactful to the
You
team.
Tell me Son isn't?
Son is purple
Kane patching. Has been missing. Kane has been missing. Has He's been their best patching. Player
Don't
this
get it
season.
Twisted. Don't get it twisted.
He is stars.
When Kane was gone, Son showed up in glimpses, which is very good, and I applaud that. But it's not like Saka. Saka's there every game.
Bro, you guys are talking about ESR. You guys talking about Martinelli showing up.
I never said
I'm
ESR.
Talking about Arsenal as a fan base. Yes.
No, but okay.
Saka so, isn't the guy that's carrying your team this season.
You know,
why is it so obvious for you, Son? Like, there's a one goal difference between the two. And arguably, ESR is overachieving. He's not supposed to be scoring this many goals.
I'll tell you what the difference is.
And by the way, he's out of position. He's the number 10 playing left wing. Just saying.
The fuck does that mean?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
How does that mean?
You know what Son is supposed to do. He's supposed to be scoring 10 plus goals.
I'm arguing Saka. I'm not arguing.
I know, but I'm just no. But that's saying like ESR is not like he shouldn't even be mentioned.
No,
listen, I'm not budging off of Son. You guys can pick Saka if you want because I know you guys are gonna vote Saka. But you guys are bugging. There's an Arsenal bias there, 100%.
Do you think I have Arsenal bias?
1000%. You have a Saka bias,
bro. You know Saka? He's my least favorite of all four of them.
But you always rave about him.
No, I don't. I never rave about Saka. I never rave about Saka. I rave about ESR, Odegaard, Martinelli over Saka. Saka's the consistent guy I don't even think about. Come on, man. I don't have a bias. I'm telling you, Saka's been better. Saka's been way better.
So you're putting Saka where?
I'm putting him wherever. He can play left wing.
It's just the right wing. That's why I wanted to put Salah as striker, man.
He doesn't play that much at left wing, though.
He can play left wing.
He doesn't play that much at left
I'm
wing.
I'm saying put Salah as striker, left wing, Jota, right wing, Saka.
All right, I'll put Salah striker, Jota left wing. And then
I'm down with that.
Right wing.
That's so corny. That's so corny.
I'm down. Why? Jota plays at left
That's
wing?
That's so corny because Salah doesn't start at the striker.
Oh, Mo. All right, this is the first list with three Arsenal players, huh?
That's so corny. You guys are completely... That's so corny.
Mo, I'm sorry.
That's so corny. You guys are just trying to fit Saka in.
No, but you're trying to fit Saka in.
He's not the best right winger. Who's the best left wing in the league?
Jack Grealish.
Who's actually the best left winger in the league?
Right now on form, I would say Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, I'm with that, man. Yeah.
Sterling's in super.
Who we probably should have given a shout.
All right, so then why don't you go for Raheem Sterling left wing?
Because right now on form, but overall throughout the season, it's Saka, man. Okay, Saka shows up from day one to
left
day,
wing.
Day
Who's
day
the
100?
Best left winger in the league the whole season?
Left winger. That's tough. But Son is not the first name on my
Okay,
who's Mane's
the first
having
name
a great season too.
We're talking about who the best left winger is. Who's the best left winger?
I take Mane over
you're nuts.
Son this season? This
you're
season?
Nuts.
Yes.
No, you're nuts.
You're
You're absolutely nuts.
He has 11 goals this season.
The man won the AFCON.
Scored a bicycle
all of a sudden
the other
back
day.
To his form. Yeah. That's not the case.
Scored a bicycle the other day.
So?
That was a weak bicycle.
Still a bicycle.
Bro, who's the best left winger throughout the whole season?
Bro.
That's the question.
I won't say Son because he hasn't been
that impactful. Who's the best left winger the whole season?
Mo, the best left winger?
I said Mane.
Give it to Son. But wingers are
interchangeable.
No,
I'm asking you who the best left winger is.
Sadio Mane.
Let's say it's Son. Let's say it's
Okay. Who's the best right winger?
That's not the way wingers work.
No, I'm asking you all the questions.
For these lists, that's not the way wingers work.
You guys can pick at the end. I don't care. I'm asking you who the best right winger is.
Salah and Saka.
Okay. Who's the best striker?
Jota.
Salah.
Right? So you've picked Son left wing. Jota, Salah. That's essentially what
you
picked.
You know wingers are interchangeable. You
they
know
don't.
This too.
Salah, you won't see him on the left side. Saka, you don't see on the left side. What are we talking about?
How much do you want to bet that last list we did, we interchanged the wingers? How much do you want to bet and the strikers?
$1,000.
We did.
Who? We had Salah right. We had Grealish left. What are you talking about?
Did we?
Yes. I was fighting for Son. You guys were voted Grealish.
Harry Kane was striker?
Yes.
Never mind.
What are you guys talking about?
One of the lists that we did, I promise you, we interchanged positions.
Who?
Interchanging wingers is such a normal
it's
thing.
It's not.
Why are you so sold on this left wing? Is
Saka
he the best
started
winger
off as a
Salah
left winger.
Is only top center and right throughout the whole game. Saka is only on the right for the whole season.
Listen, for most of the season.
I'm not budging from Saka.
So why are you putting that left wing?
I'm not budging.
We're talking about this season's Premier League. Why are you putting that left wing?
Because I'm biased. I want to fit him in the squad.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
That's one. That's not me.
So then why are you putting him? Is Salah better than him? Because he's a right winger.
100%.
No, but Mo.
So Salah's your right winger.
Mo.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Who's your left winger?
It's interchangeable, and I say Saka.
That's not how it works. He doesn't play in the left side ever.
But Arsenal
yes,
player
he does.
Deserves a
shout.
Saka and Smith-Rowe have
season.
Been carrying Arsenal this season. They've
Drop
been carrying.
Smith-Rowe, the man's a bench player.
We don't
Stop
have a striker. They've been scoring
he's
so many goals.
He's a bench player. Stop bringing him up. I promise you, that's a bad one.
But you're telling me they're not carrying? They have a whole song about him. That's the only song Arsenal
You guys have a song
about
Partey.
Huh?
You guys have a song about Partey before he signed.
Two seasons ago. Listen,
guys.
Two kids are carrying Arsenal's team. They deserve a shout, and we're in contention.
Give them a shout. Give them a shout.
You have a good argument, but I interchange wingers. Even if those aren't the rules, I interchange wingers. Saka, I need him as a forward on my list, and he can
Howlers.
Play left wing very well.
Howlers.
All right, let's decide now. Striker.
Howlers. Jota.
Salah.
It's Jota. All right, bro. Vote your team. You guys vote your team.
Let's put Jota on.
No, lie, I'm out of the vote. I'm out of the vote. Vote your team.
All right, say
less. All right, what are you going to do?
Saka, forget Salah?
Yeah. And then left wing, Jota. Yeah, yeah.
I'm down.
Mo's fuming right now.
Because it's just bias.
Wait, other than Thiago Silva, have we mentioned a Chelsea player?
Yeah.
No, I messaged Kovacic. You guys, but I, whatever.
No, Gallagher.
He's on loan.
Yeah. Honestly, if Broja had better numbers, I'd put him striker.
It's Jota still.
I'm just a fan.
Any honorable mentions? I feel like there's wingers. There's some Rafinha.
No. Leeds are playing bad, but
Rafinha's been balling. Come on.
You guys aren't allowed to talk about wingers.
That
anymore.
XG though.
Honorable mentions. No one at Leicester, surprisingly. You know what's funny? Liverpool have like the top three in assists and goals.
Everything.
Trent, Salah have 10 assists. Robertson has 9 assists, right? Mm. And then for goals, Salah has 19, Jota has 12, and Mane has 11. They have top three in assists and goals.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You know what's crazy? Before we had a lot more Leicester players that were in contention of making an XI. Now it's no one, man.
Yeah.
Some shouts though for winger Saint-Maximin.
Max. Yeah, I respect that.
Good to win for midfield.
I'll always have time for that guy, yeah.
That's De Bruyne?
No. I'm tired of
that. No, De Bruyne's a shout. De Bruyne's a shout. I'm not mad at it.
Probably should have been mentioned.
Nope.
It's a shout.
No, come on.
James Ward-Prowse is a shout.
Mahrez, Ward-Prowse is a shout.
That's a very good shout.
Yeah. Mahrez is definitely a shout.
McGinn's a shout.
No.
McGinn has been good for Villa.
I like the Jacob Ramsey pack.
No, I'm just saying.
Who on West Ham deserves a shout?
Huh?
West Ham
just... Yeah, Jared Bowen, Declan Rice.
I already mentioned that, yeah.
Who's there?
Oh, Antonio.
He fell off.
Madison.
Yeah,
he had like a month though.
No, your boy Lookman.
Lookman's a
good pick. Very good. Yeah, I like that.
Lookman. The only problem is he's not starting all the time. Bro, that's the problem.
I'm glad when I hear this. Yeah. Lookman is phenomenal, man.
Yeah, no, well, good. Thing,
Lookman, he's decent.
Lookman. Saeed Benrahma.
No, I think
he had a very good spell.
Lanzini are over him right now.
Lanzini, he started too late.
Yeah.
But
I like the Matip pick earlier, but other than that, it's about it. Fullbacks have been dead this year.
Cresswell.
Fullbacks were probably the most obvious.
Left backs have been weak. Maybe Cucurella, but there's Brighton are so bad.
Bro, Cresswell does his thing.
Yeah.
Consistent.
It's
consistent.
Nothing special.
I feel like that guy's just going to transition to being the perfect center back. He's gonna do like the Aspie route.
Maybe.
I think he's gonna do what's his name? It used to be an Everton. Leighton, whatever his name is.
Leighton Baines. Just take penalties.
Yeah. Decent defender. Starts, does the job.
It's not bad. You wanna recap our XI?
Yeah.
No, so your XI. You're recapping your XIs.
So a goalkeeper, we got Ramsdale. Right back, we got Trent. A center back, we had, no, we didn't.
Thiago.
No. Huh?
You might as well have. This list is useless.
We had Van Dijk and Thiago, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Left back Cancelo. At center mid, we have Bernardo.
Gallagher and Fabinho. Sorry, you're going to have to restart your list. I'm making an amendment. If we're doing this agenda stuff, I'm going Matip, Thiago. I'm on it.
I love it.
Because we're doing agenda stuff that don't make sense. Matip, might as well. Make it on the Insta thing for clicks.
So salty, man.
It's not. You guys are moving mad. So I'm going to go agenda. Yo, Ace. Good job. Matip. Come on, man.
All right. At striker, we had Salah. Left wing, we had Jota. At right wing, we had Saka. Fire.
And Matip at center back. Love it.
Surprise. We have a quiz. A game to play for the fellas. So,
Man. So what are we playing for, though?
Huh?
What are we playing for? Because Mo's not been doing his push-ups.
This guy always wants to gamble, Arif.
Mo's keeps cheating. He doesn't do his push-ups.
You lost Jeopardy.
And I did my push-ups.
I didn't see it. Did you see Ace?
Nope.
Listen, I did at home.
You just worked out. why are you fat shaming? That's what I want to know.
No one said that, Mo.
why are you saying I can't work out? That's crazy, man. That's disrespectful.
You choose not
Listen, Ace, man. I'm vexed. You got me.
I'm expecting push-ups before we leave.
That's cap.
All right, the loser has to drive next time. How about that? But you guys argue over who drives, so that doesn't work. But whatever.
For that.
So basically,
those gas prices, maybe I might be down, bro.
Oh no, or if you get scammed, anyways, all of those guys.
Did you see the prices today? $160.
Listen, when it comes to gas prices, I'm Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, just close your eyes.
Close my eyes and use the stick, bro.
I need a Tesla.
Just pray for everybody who feels premium. So the way this game's gonna work, I'm gonna name the nationality, the position. right? Some of these players have multiple positions, and I'm going to name the teams. You guys have to guess the players, right? Okay. And for the way you guys guess, I need an orderly fashion. We're going to start from Mo, then Arif, right? And then you guys can go back and forth until one person gets it.
Okay.
And
then it flips the next round.
Yeah, flips the next round, right? Okay. So there's five players, not too long, right? So I'll just start off. Arf is trying to sneak peeks at my laptop.
I'm not looking at anything.
You're staring right, straight at his computer.
Yeah, I'm so dumb. I was just about to say the player's name. But yeah. So this player is Spanish. They're a central midfielder.
Sorry, can I pause? So Mo goes first? Or?
Yeah,
or
if that's what I said.
Right. Just making sure I was ready to yell it out.
You can yell out a midfielder. I don't mind.
Spanish, central midfielder. Their most amount of caps are for Atletico, and the next amount of caps are for Real Madrid.
Oh, I know.
Mo, you have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Llorente?
He said that one and he stopped. He went through the time.
Yeah, no,
I used the time.
Yeah, he used the time wisely.
I swear he said one, done.
Marcus Llorente.
I said he said one, and I said Llorente. Zero is when the thing ends.
Bro, that's so easy. How did it take you that long?
Because I thought it was like a thing here. You know what I mean?
Actually, what did you say his first name was?
Marcus?
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, guess how old he is?
He's 25.
23.
27.
Oh, really?
I was thinking that.
Damn.
I'm so surprised, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, change to the rules. It's too organized. Just yell it out.
Yeah, all right.
But let me
let this round of the Arf go first to make it fair.
Yeah. It's not fair, bro. I could have got
I only have four one. Questions left. Actually, yeah, we'll do that.
We'll do that in the next three free-for-all.
So this next player...
No, the hardest question.
Next player is Croatian, a central midfielder. Mm-hmm. I think he's also played on the wing a couple of times, but some of the teams he's played for, Dynamo Zagreb, Las Palmas, and Barcelona. Croatian central midfielder. You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, he plays for Sevilla.
Oh, damn. My guess.
Yeah, he played for Sevilla.
Center midfielder. He said center for Croatian, Las Palmas, Barcelona, and Dynamo Zagreb.
Yeah, those aren't in an order of appearances. Those are just some of the teams he played for. But that should be enough to give you a clue.
Center midfielder.
Central midfielder / winger.
I don't know.
I can't think of anybody right now. It's definitely post Xavi and Iniesta.
I wouldn't call him a central midfielder. I'll just call him a midfielder. And he might have played wing a couple times.
Is he a retired player?
Or? No.
All right, I'm going to need something else.
So another hint, you guys can just yell out from here. He's very good at dribbling.
I'm so lost right now.
He was also known as the second coming of blank.
It's going to have to be Messi.
We're going to get trolled for this. I can't think of anyone.
All right. This is the real hint. Once I say this, you guys should know. He used to be a wonder.
Halilovic.
There we go.
It took me so long. Alan Halilovic.
Yes.
Oh my God. Great one. If you said one of the other Spanish, because he played for a Spanish
team. I can't play these games, man. I blank out, bro. Oh my
But that wasn't that tough. That was attainable.
It wasn't tough.
It wasn't, but I just forgot.
Okay.
Shit.
The Las Palmas threw me off.
Yeah.
That's the one that threw me off.
By the way, you know he only has one cap for Barcelona?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And he has a lot in Barcelona B. But the Barcelona one should have gave it away, but Rakitic was a good pick though.
No, but I remember.
But
Sevilla
Zagreb, came from I don't Sevilla. Think he ever played for
and he went back to Sevilla.
I think he didn't come from Croatia. He didn't come from, or even the Ukraine.
Who are you talking about?
Rakitic. He came from, I think, from Austria. Really, some other nation.
No, yeah. From Sevilla.
No, before that. He came from another team.
No, before he signed for Sevilla and he went back to Sevilla.
Sevilla, I'm saying before Sevilla.
Yeah, by the way, Rakitic is very, very underappreciated.
Yeah, facts. Probably one of the most underrated players in our generation.
He fit into Xavi's role perfectly, and he added his own twist on it.
Mm,
he was one of the heartbeats of that MSN team.
Yeah, he showed up every game.
Schalke, that's what it was. And then Basel before that, Switzerland.
True.
All right, but guys, hands up, please. I don't want to make sure no one's typing on the laptop. Now it's free for all. Three more players left. Now, I wouldn't say it's that difficult, but... So, Portuguese, left back. You guys can say it as soon as I finish saying the second team. He's played for Benfica and he's played for Madrid.
Alex Salas. Oh, no, he's in Madrid.
Played for Madrid?
Benfica and Madrid.
Oh my God. Cristiano's friend. Bro, I forget his name.
Guerrero?
No, Portuguese. Left back.
He's played for Madrid and Benfica.
Oh my God, I'm forgetting his name. I know exactly who it is. What the hell is his name? Oh my God.
I got nothing.
I forgot. No, 10, I know exactly who it is. I don't remember his name.
Eight, oh, long hair. He has long 7, hair. Blonde hair?
No. 6.
Or brown hair?
No.
All right, I'll give another hint. He had blondish brown hair, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't long. It was like, but he had like a full hawk thing. All right,
I'll tell you what his first name starts with an F.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name at all.
Fabio.
Canavero? No. Carrasco.
I forgot his last name. You know, that's the one.
I think I'll give the points to Arif.
That's cap. He has to get the name.
No, I know exactly who it is.
So say it.
He was a backup for Marcelo.
I know who you're talking about. Say it.
Portuguese. I don't know.
Okay.
I forgot his last name.
All right, Ace. What's the answer?
All right, Arif. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Arif gets half a point.
No, that's cap.
I'll take that.
Because he said nothing.
He got the first name.
Fabio. No, he didn't. You said it.
I said Fabio.
I said Fabio.
I'm telling you, I knew the first name. Okay. I didn't know the last name.
Right, his name is Fabio Contrao.
I kept saying Contrao. I didn't forget.
Arif was saying, he deserves half the points, man. Fine. Being fair.
Sure.
I forgot that.
This next player.
Should have, could have, would have, but he didn't. But we're giving him half a
point. So immediately after I say the second team, you guys can go. Okay. So he is Brazilian. He was a CAM. The two teams he's played for, the first one is Shanghai, and the second place
Oscar.
Team.
Bro, he cheated.
You lose.
You said the team. As soon as he said the team name.
The second team.
Wallah al-Azim, he said that.
Second team.
He said the team name.
He said second team like 3 times.
You said there's no rule. No, that's bullshit. You said, as soon as I said the team name. You said, as soon as I said
even,
the team name.
Even for the Fabio answer, he said second team.
He said, as soon as I said the team name.
Second team.
Because it gives it away as soon as you say the team name.
The first team, he said second team. When I say second team, you can guess. He said Shanghai and you said Oscar right away.
It's Oscar though.
Yes, it's Oscar. You didn't wait for the second
Give me guess. My half point at least.
No way. You cheated. Mo would have got that for sure.
So Mo gets the point?
Nobody's getting the point.
Nobody gets the point.
Okay, fine, fair.
But now.
Shit, man.
Since Arv messed up one of the
questions. No, you lost it. We wanted the last question.
I'm getting an extra question.
No, here's the thing. If he gets his answer, he wins. If I get his answer, I win.
You have two. He has one.
On my life.
I have two.
He has half.
Yeah. On my life, he said, as soon as I see the team.
Second. He said second.
Actually,
so many times.
There's three more. There's three more.
Arf said second. Now you know.
You're scared, aren't you? Huh?
No.
Shut up. Now this next player, he's Brazilian. He's a central midfielder. And the two teams he's played for, one of them is Lazio and the other is Liverpool.
Lucas.
Lucas Leiva, yes.
I'll say the full name. Give him a half point.
Everyone calls him Lucas. He's Brazilian.
That's a half point.
What's Oscar's full name?
I said Fabio. That's half point, right?
That's Portuguese.
Wallah, he's getting half point.
Arif has a good point.
No.
I wanted to get your team because Arif has stolen.
Can I talk?
You said Lucas.
Can I talk?
This is obvious Lucas Leiva.
What's on the back of his jersey?
Lucas on the back of his jersey.
He didn't say his full name. I said Fabio.
Nobody says Leiva.
Mo, I'm doing a search of what's on the back of his jersey.
Tell me what's on the back of his
Why
jersey.
Why does that matter? Why does that matter?
I'm still looking.
Oscar's full name?
Nobody knows Oscar.
That's what I'm saying. What's Hulk's full name?
Mo.
If you said that's different, though.
I think the fair thing to do is go off his FIFA card and... His FIFA card says Leiva.
That's cap.
Hold that. You will be getting a half point.
I'm doing this.
Search.
We're short on time. Let's go.
All right. Next. So I have two more players. So this player is Mo. You're paying attention?
No, go ahead, Ace.
We're not waiting for him.
It's 2.5 to half. You know that.
Go ahead, Ace. No, we're not waiting for him.
That was some cap. The listeners are waiting.
Let's go.
All right. The player is Belgian, and he's a winger.
What does this say? Hold on. What does this image show? His Liverpool jersey, number 21. What does it say?
So he said the one that
Ace, what does it say?
I don't care.
No, what does it say?
You got half a point.
It says Lucas on the back of his jersey.
So?
I said we'll go off the FIFA Ultimate card.
Nobody's ever called Fabio.
Who's Fabio?
That's what I'm saying.
Who's Fabio?
You're getting half a point. That's half his name.
Well, that's good points, people.
Nobody calls him Fabio.
It doesn't matter.
But I still want to give him a half.
Nobody calls him half Fabio.
Ace is...
No. Ace, well, for the sake of making the game competitive,
Cap.
He's getting a half. Cap. Getting a half. So it's 2.5 to cap. 2.5. Look,
it's fair.
I don't know. Want to give him half?
You want to give him full point? I'd take the full point for Fabio Carvajal.
No, because nobody calls him Fabio.
Doesn't matter. That's his name.
Nobody calls him Fabio.
His teammates probably call him Fabio.
All right, next player. He's Belgian. He's a winger. The two teams are Sociedad and Manchester United.
Oh, Adnan Januzaj.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, no. Adnan Januzaj. Yanazai.
Shut up.
We're doing names correctly now.
I'm actually going half.
Mo, you
stay
home. You butchered the name. You don't get the points. Mo gets the points.
No, what the?
Yanazai.
Everybody say Januzaj.
No, well, why? Nobody does.
Fam, do I speak Belgian? Do I look Belgian? No,
Arf.
Everyone knows Yanazai.
We've never punished you for your pronunciations. Today's the day we start.
No. This is bullshit. I'm done playing.
No points. One more play.
Half point for Fabio.
One more play.
No. This is bullshit.
First of all, I was right about Lucas. Everyone calls him Lucas.
I was right about Fabio.
Nobody calls him Fabio.
I was right about Yanazai. I didn't even get a point. Give me at least you could have said half point. You give the whole point to Mo after I said the name. This guy didn't even know.
Wallahi, he didn't. You did not see me start saying it, and then I let him finish it.
After I said it, he's like,
you think I'm here to make this game fair?
Nah.
After I said it, he's like, yeah.
I'm here to see you guys argue. This is not for fairness. All right, this is the last player. Argentinian, right back. The two teams are. I'm not saying all the teams. Espanol.
Can I say it after you mention?
Espanol and West Ham.
Zabaleta.
Pablo Zabaleta.
I'm done.
Mo gets the points. And that's the episode, people.
No, I agree with you. That one, take that point.
No. That's the game.
This is bullshit.
That's it, people. Shout out to you guys. Arf's leaving. Yeah.
Madness.
Yo, if you guys don't hear from me next week, Arf did something. Peace.